So, yeah.
Why does it smell in here?
I never thought about like that. Yeah, so I was like,
and then I.
So I was talking to Jen. I told her how excited I was for her upcoming season. I asked her, when does it come out? And she said, I'll see you in 3 months, Bo. And I was like, literally?
You think I'll care about you in 3 months?
3 months?
That's a long time.
This is actually, that is a very
That's
long.
That's a quarter of the year.
Yes. You tested me. All right. Good work. You tested my, what was it say?
That's
like second, third grade level.
Kindergarten.
Numbers, something like that.
Yeah.
Good work. And
the multiplication table.
I barely passed.
I'll give you a gold star.
Thank you. Participation medal. That is kind of funny to think, though, because it's also been nearly a month since Joey's season ended.
Wow.
So we're talking roughly four
feels
months.
Like a year ago.
Yeah.
So that's like an eternity, pretty much.
Yeah. Who's Joey again?
I don't know. I don't even know Gary now.
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't bring me back to that. I was already enough of a Debbie Downer last episode.
I'm permanently down now after that.
Yeah, 4 months. That's kind of crazy, especially because I think I don't remember The Bachelorette typically starting in like middle of summer. I always thought it was like May, June-ish. So it feels later. I don't know, but
yeah, which is weird.
We'll see if we last that long. Now I'm confident we'll still watch, or will we?
Yeah, at least one of us.
Yeah, sure. And what's your name again?
Vic.
Okay, it's nice
one
to meet
not
you, Vic.
Watching. That's Jamie, the one watching.
The one who will be watching is me, Jamie. This is like
literally, and we're literally like about to do a list.
What kind of list? I'm glad you brought that up. What are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to be listing our top 10 favorite diseases.
That's
okay. Or
all right.
The other
oh,
idea.
You're giving me a multiple choice like
yeah.
options.
I mean, we can do either or we can do like top 10 best ideas to add to The Bachelor.
I like the first one.
All right, we're doing the first. No, we're doing a list of wishes that we would like to see.
Almost you could call it a wish list. Someone write that down.
That's a good word. I like that word.
I think it is a very fitting thing for the off season. I mean, we're trying to stay as, I don't know, bachelor-esque as we can.
As much
as
we
need to.
Yeah.
You don't tell us what to do. We don't even tell us what to do.
We don't even know what we're going to do.
I have no idea.
But this could really be added to any like dating show.
Yeah. Like, let me preface. I think when we discuss this, this isn't specifically for the next season in particular or any version of the like mine is just a general list for the franchise. So Bachelor, Bachelorette, Golden Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. I could be added. To all.
I mean, some of them I do specify specifically for them, but otherwise it just seems, you know, a very general list. But this is if we were like producers or had some level of authority, which we do, already do.
I was going to tell you, like, we do.
So this is what we will be adding.
So this will be added in the next engine season right now.
But so if you had any sort of authority to make changes or additions or removals of things in the Bachelor franchise, what is the first thing or one? I didn't really put my list in any sort of order as far as like importance or.
Out of order.
Flow of thoughts. So what's the first one you would like to name from your list?
100 contestants.
Okay. No. is that a serious recommendation?
Yeah, no, I think they should. They need it.
How would you make that work? Would you have to change the... You would really have to change the show a lot to make... Because you couldn't do that in like a 8-week process anymore unless you're getting rid of like 10 plus people like every single
week. It's going to be half as long. So it's going to... It's like...
It's a month long.
It's 1 month long.
You're getting rid of like 25 people a week?
Oh, I think more. At least half. Half the people every time.
Half the people in the first week, 25 the second week, like 13.
Yeah.
And then you narrow it down from like 12 to 1.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
See, I know math too. Did you see that? Did you hear
that? That was pretty good math. That trade-out. Yeah, something like that. Just, I mean, it would have to go quick.
Interesting, because I was almost going to say you go the opposite way. It would probably be much more expensive to like draw it out. I was going to say you could make this like a six-month-long show, like a six-month-long process.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now they have around 30, and it's roughly a two-month-long filming process. If you just do the same math, that means like 4 months would be 60 people, 6 months would be roughly 90 people. I mean, you have to get a bit more, but yeah, roughly half a year. Who would actually want that?
Yeah, that's. I think that would be way too much. It needs to go even quicker.
So more, like over three times as many people.
Half the time, yeah.
Now, how do you think that would work? Like, do you think that, like, why do you want that?
Why don't you want that? I just think... It's very much like a numbers game.
I do agree with you.
Having just a huge amount at the beginning would, I think, be more interesting.
But you're talking there would have to be some like dates of some sort going on at least every day. Like at least every day, like once a day.
If right, not more. But I was thinking like it would be with it would like change out. You would do like speed dating.
Oh.
So it'd be like 10 minutes per person.
So that, like the opening, if we're keeping it where there's like one bachelorette, and then like 100 contestants.
Yeah.
The first day, at least, would be like a speed dating type thing.
Right.
You get 10 minutes roughly.
Yeah. Something like that. 10, 15.
And so the first rose ceremony would be decided off of like
speed dating. Maybe it could do like a head to head. So they pair. Two people, they're not paired, but it would be like you pick one of the two. You see one person, then you see the second person, and then you just give one of them the rose right then and there.
Whoa, that's like high stakes, dude. Yeah. That's actually kind of wild.
And then so one person is eliminated, and then that cuts it all in half at the end of it.
This seems like very completely different from anything Bachelor.
Yeah, I'm calling it something totally different.
So okay, so this may not be a Bachelor, but a new show. This actually sounds kind of epic. If there's anything,
and it's coming out next month.
Yeah, it's next month. We're here to advertise. That actually, I was very unsure of it, but you've kind of sold me on it. How would it progress from then on, though? If it's roughly like 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks, like what would the second, third, fourth week look like? Second week, you still have 50 people. You can't just keep speed dating. And after the fourth week, they have to get engaged to someone they've spent a total of like 30 minutes talking to.
Well, yeah, like you would get more and more time because there would be less and less people. So like once it's down to like 25 or 12 and a half,
then would you actually get to choose dates to go on? Or would you still get to talk to everyone? But
no, then you could go like more specific, like a date with one person.
Wow.
Potentially.
Yeah. I mean, that's very high stakes. I just would, the main worry I feel like is you wouldn't really, at least the viewers wouldn't really know anything about a lot of the contestants if they have such little time.
Right, but it would highlight the best ones.
That is true. I do like highlights.
It is pretty highlightable.
Highlights or lowlights.
Well, it's kind of like you know, Squid Game or whatever, any of those like fake reality TV shows where where it pretty much just goes with like a group of people.
Squid Game isn't real. Are you telling me
it to be real?
It's not real.
But like, I mean, there's 100 people. Well, there's like how many people were in there?
It's like 400.
There's like 400, and it only like highlights, you know, the people
that
go
through. That is true. Yeah.
So that's kind of how this show would be. Like, you wouldn't know 90% of the people.
Yeah. I mean, I already feel that way with The Bachelor as it is, and there's only like 30 people. I only like know or care about like five or six of them. Okay, I can get down with that. That is interesting. All right, Bachelor producers,
we're doing this
next season, or at least a new idea.
And there is a battle to the death at the end.
They play the Squid Game.
Then it becomes Squid Games.
All right. Mine is a very different change of pace. I want to stay in the same vein of like little fun change ups.
Yours is 99 contestants.
Mine is 101 contestants. No, mine is for them to make special roses and or more game changers in the show. Like, last season, we saw the first ever type of thing with that letter that was given to Leia, where she could have stolen a date. I think keep things like that, maybe not necessarily that same exact one. It's fair to experiment. And it's funny, like I say that, I don't have any particular ideas anyway. Or like special roses where it's like, this rose also like will grant you immunity next week or something. That's like hard to choose, but I actually feel like there would be some value in that, because I feel like it would highlight more favorites, and like there'd have to only be like one or like two of those.
Yeah,
like
you couldn't regret. Do too many.
But like, if there's someone you really just want to like, they want to give validation to, so that they don't worry, they don't question like, oh man, do they really like me? Am I waste my time here? Maybe I should just leave. And they start like spiraling. Mm. If they get a rose where it's like, no, I don't want to just keep you. I want to make sure like you're good for next week too. Like that would put so ease on someone, I feel like. But again, I do think that would kind of like highlight a favorite. Like that person, it would be weird to like give that type of rose to someone you don't really care about,
right? So. Yeah, I mean, I also think it's pretty clear like what the favorites are,
and
also
I agree.
Like the order they always give like their favorite the first rose usually.
Yeah, favorites do typically get early roses unless for dramatic effect. Maybe they'll like withhold them. But yeah, I mean, like other like special roses or like these game changer things. Like, do you have any?
I think that would be good. Yeah, that was one of mine, kind of.
Really? Did you have a specific idea or like specific thing?
No.
All right, good.
Well, I just said like more things like the letter, something like that. But yeah, I didn't have a specific idea. But now that you were saying like the roses, that would be cool. Like a golden rose.
A golden rose. First of all, they should make golden roses for the Golden Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
At the very least.
That should be it.
Unless I have a horrible memory, I don't think they did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, what could be, like, one other, like, weird little switch-up thing? I don't think it should be things where, like...
The black rose.
Yeah, what is that? Like, an instant, like, elimination.
Yeah, you get to eliminate.
Yeah, that's the thing, though, is I struggle to like with like giving the contestants authority.
Maybe not like that much, but I do like the stealing a date. I think that where like they can no longer go on one-on-ones or even group dates or something like that.
Ooh.
So they don't even get to connect with the Bachelor.
That's kind of fucked up.
But that'd be good. It makes it so like he would have to really like her to keep her around.
Yeah. But like if that happened with, like, I don't know, if someone did that to, like, Kelsey on, like, Joey's season, Joey would probably be like, fuck that. Like, no. I don't care if Leia wants to steal Kelsey's date. I'm going on a date with Kelsey. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go on a date with her.
I know. That is pretty
funny.
It
would have to be, it has to be somewhat like within the Bachelor or Bachelorette.
You join them on the date.
That would be so uncomfortable.
Or you get to like sabotage their date.
Yeah, I mean, these are fun ideas, but it would
just
like... You get
a paintball gun.
You get to shoot them. It should be like... or it could be like, I don't know, you get to choose from the list of like date ideas or something. Like if you get...
Okay.
If you get a specific rose from the lead, maybe that's like grants you the authority to ask for a one-on-one at some point.
Yeah. Okay.
Because then
that
it's
could,
like
that could be good.
Then it's like that would be very funny though. It's still like I wonder if that would interfere. Like that would work the same as the stealing, or if they would just get their own separate one. But it could be like. I don't know, like, someone gets a one-on-one date the, like, 1 week, and then they also get, like, that rose that allows them to ask for another one. And the next week, they're just like, all right, I want another one this week.
Yeah, I do like the ones that kind of interfere because it creates more, you know, drama and more...
Yeah.
...hostility.
I just don't think, like, if you were the, like, Bachelor... Would you like, or would feel comfortable?
It wouldn't help you. Like,
it would like severely. Like,
yeah, it would also screw you over. But who cares about the?
Yeah, who cares about like actually like whether or not the people get engaged and blast?
Yeah, who cares about that?
No, I do think like I trust the Bachelor producers to come up with good ideas. I appreciate, even though I. Think the stealing a date thing is pretty wild. I appreciate the experimentation. I hope that they do more of that. So, all right, that was mine. What's next on your list?
1 hour show.
Okay. There we go. Because I had the exact same thing. Now I was specifying, I was just like, despite how popular the Golden Bachelor was, do not make it longer. And I will say, to some extent, I do think it should be applied
to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just more palatable. Sometimes it is just a lot of filler where it's like, this is bullshit.
I know. Recaps, or it just goes over the same thing again. Like they have the people saying the same thing to the camera. In different ways, you know, the same voiceover. Every commercial break, it's a recap of the last 5 minutes. And then you get 2 minutes and then another commercial break.
Yeah. It's like, oh, and now you want a preview for next week, which you'll also see at the beginning of the episode next week. Well, yeah, I mean, I do think there's ways to cut it shorter, but I agree that it's just like, I feel like there is episodes where you watch it and there's just like, I can like maybe talk about like, three main plot points of the episode.
The two-hour show.
The two-hour show, and it's like, this is...
What happened today?
Someone got a date.
Date?
It went well.
Two people hate each other for a reason we don't understand.
Commercials.
Commercial.
I mean, I would argue for an hour. I would settle... for an hour and a half, but at the very least, please keep Golden Bachelor, Bachelorette 1 hour. But I agree with you. I would argue 1 hour even just for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny because I would settle for an hour and a half. It's kind of funny though, because I'm pretty sure with the amount of commercials there are per episode, it's closer to an hour and a half, I think, than it is to 2 hours anyway. Yeah. So it's like over 15 minutes worth of commercials every episode.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's already closer. So if you were to make the time slot hour and like a half, it would be roughly like this actual show would still be like a bit over an hour, which again, I can settle for.
That would be good. I do like that.
Yeah, I agree. So you're saying though, you would want it to apply to all of them, not just Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get behind that. I can get behind that. Let's see, my next one. That was very funny. That was the next one I had on my list.
That's because I was reading it.
Next one I have is a particular one, but this is for the Golden Bachelorette. I want Susan to be my Golden Bachelorette. She is my pick. That is a legitimate wish. I think she's my favorite.
Yeah. Out of the Bachelorettes.
Yeah.
Or the Golden
the Golden Women. Because it's not that I don't think that Leslie or any of now Teresa, even I guess, now that she's single too.
Teresa's going on.
Yeah, that would be kind of messed up. I don't know. I actually kind of wouldn't like that. But it's not that I don't think Leslie deserves it or even Faith, but it's just like Susan has been still so current and involved in the show. Outside the show, she's one of the hosts for the new podcast.
Pod, yeah,
like by ABC. So it's like, I feel like she is probably getting talked to and asked by it, but I don't know if she is legitimately the choice or the one they're gonna go with. But she's my choice. I think she's so charming, so likable.
Yeah, she would be really.
I think
fun
she
to
would
watch.
Be a very good because it's funny and. Just fun she is to watch. I think she can legitimately bring it. She can bring it.
She can bring the thunder.
What about you? Do you agree or do you have a different choice?
As no, far I as agree with that. I think that's a really good choice.
Yeah. Her, Susan's probably my first choice. I also really like Sandra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sandra's good.
Sandra is a lot of fun. It's funny, a lot of the ones that again didn't necessarily make it to the top three or four with Gary are ones that I really like, but I wouldn't mind Leslie or Faith or
those are all solid.
Yeah. What was next on your list? Oh man.
Oh, I have a lot.
Okay.
Better dates.
Specify, explain.
Just do it better. No, I feel like a lot of them are pretty much similar to going to a movie theater. You're just caught up in the activity and you don't have any connection.
Right.
It's okay, we're going to skydive or we're going to jump, bungee jump?
Yeah.
Or going to jump from a high place, increasingly higher platforms. Into water and have Joey kick you in the
and
face.
Kick you, yeah, land and drop.
They do like jumping a lot.
They do a little jumping off of surfaces.
Or, I think the ones where they go explore the city are pretty good.
I agree.
Those are good.
I agree.
But I think ones where, or go spin until you puke. Go practice for Cirque du Soleil. I think those are kind of too gimmicky and don't really
I agree
do much.
I do think that's the point though. I think that some of them are supposed to be more spectacle type dates where it's like a grand type date where you do something exciting or cool or just really extravagant.
And right.
I agree with you. I appreciate the other dates more where they're more just realistic, kind of more just everyday type things, just exploring a city.
Yeah, I still think they can do those grand things, but I think it should just incorporate the connection to where it requires two people. So maybe doing an activity that's for two people to do, not just
spin Joey around in a circle and watch him throw up.
Yeah, or just jump. I mean, I get. Something more. I mean, you could use, those canoes that have two people.
Right.
I mean,
the only, I guess, to play devil's advocate for.
They could go rock climbing.
They do a little climbing.
Do a little climb. Instead of falling down, they can climb up.
Yeah, instead of jumping, how about you climb? Yeah, the I only can go like thing
ice tuna fishing.
That, wow. Wow.
And go bear hunting.
Hold on.
These work.
These are different. It would be different from anything we've seen.
Yeah, just something that requires, you know, it incorporates two of them to work together.
Yeah, the only like defense I have for like those like bungee jumping or skydiving or jumping off platforms until one of you gets injured, kicked unconscious, is that if there is like fear involved, then there's like the bonding over doing it together and feeling like the support of the, but that's like, I agree. Like that's not getting to know the person. It's feeling the support from them. But I also kind of just want to think that like, they always have those few dates that are like kind of more normal, like the realistic ones. And despite them not being as potentially glamorous, I think the ones in Joey's season still were, like taking Kelsey to walk around, where was it? Spain or Malta? What, Malta? Yeah,
Malta.
A foreign country? Would you like to explore? That's pretty fucking cool. That's pretty still. Good. So even though that. Even though you're not jumping off of a cliff to your death or something, it's still like, it still is nice. And I was going to say, I think those ones are kind of reserved for the potential favorites because you do get more time to talk. Mm-hmm. I would hope at least.
That would make sense.
I would hope that like if they do communicate with the producers, who are, I'm assuming, are the ones arranging the dates. I'm sorry, Joey, I do not think that you arranged.
You don't have any in this.
That is one thing though I would like to add on though, is I would kind of like to have it, because I don't really think there is, but I would like the lead to have some more level of authority of the dates as far as like what they do. Because I'm questioning whether or not
they
even
definitely
like,
get to choose, or get handed like five options, and then they can choose who to do each one with, or something like that.
That'd I like how we're just assuming that's not what already happened. That could, I don't know.
Well, I feel like if it did, they would show it. Because why wouldn't they want to show Joey like choosing it?
Maybe. Well, because I don't know. Maybe people would read into it where it's like, here's this like weird date where it's like, this probably isn't the best date to go on. And he picked this person. Maybe he doesn't really like them that much. Yeah. I don't know. That's just me reading into it. But I agree. The dates, I feel like, I'll just say this. They do like repeat dates every season. They always have some sort of sports date where it's a competition, like the group dates. Like I think this one, it was the weird paint one or something where I was like, what is this? It was dodgeball and charity season. They've had dodgeball multiple times. The tennis one also, I think it's the one it was this season with Joey.
Right. That would make sense.
It's not that I don't like those, but it's just like, I actually don't hate them. They are kind of fun, but it's also like,
some of them don't make any sense.
Yeah. Some of the days, but also, repeats the Maria's date that she got this season where she basically just got like stuff bought for her, like a dress and stuff. They've had those dates multiple times, especially like in the like past few years. So I do agree with you. I want more just variety of dates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the very least, definitely.
Moving on. What should I
Jamie?
Go to next? Some of these I feel like are going to be a little bit controversial. Should I save the like meme ones to the end, or should I like throw one of them out now?
I'll do one now.
Okay.
That's the rest of mine.
Okay. All right. This is very memey, because I think I don't even think it's actually all that much of a meme, but I think it's not a good idea, but I want to see it anyway. Mm. Have a camera crew fall around the lead and their winner for a year after their engagement. No, it doesn't end.
Wow, that's good. That's one of mine. That's
really?
Fun. Yeah.
Really?
Just after. I was thinking just at least do it for a year and then do like one or two episodes recapping it all, or at least until they break up.
That's what. See, that's the thing. Is I think keeping a camera on them will like never let them reach any sort of sense of normalcy. Like they'll always feel like they're still, and because they are being recorded and watched. So I don't think that necessarily is one that will ever.
It's a lot of work just for very little.
I don't think any, unless they both are getting paid for it, I don't think there's any way that they would agree to do that, because it's like,
it's a lot.
That's so much stress and pressure. And it's like, oh, I just finished the show. Please just let me be done with this shit now. It's not that I like don't appreciate being on the show, but it's like, I'm kind of in the poise. Yeah, like this is my life now. I kind of like, I did what you wanted. I took the show seriously. I picked someone I actually liked, loved, wanted to get engaged to, and I'm with them now. I would like to still try to make that work. Will you let me do that? Sure, if you let us film it.
Yeah, I think just at least for a month.
A month is reasonable. But I want to see, like, it'd kind of probably be a little bit boring, but it's like, I want to see even like a year afterwards, like, how are they doing?
Yeah.
But I do think, like, I agree, like, probably the first month or two, like, afterwards would probably be the most interesting, because they're still probably adjusting to being in relationship out in the open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In real life. In their real own life. Homes.
Yeah. I feel like that would reveal a lot. But yeah, I don't think anyone would agree to that, because it would just, like, as bad as the success rate is for most bachelor relationships now, it would only, make it worse.
One out of every 10 people would qualify.
Yeah.
10 winners.
With that said, I would be interested. Try it once and let's see how it goes. Film it for like 3 months, and like just keep it 3 months after they get engaged and like they're announced, you know, and are out in public. Just keep a camera on them throughout the day for like 2-3 months.
Yeah,
I would be curious.
24/7. Is that too much to ask?
We need to see them sleeping. All right. That is interesting that you had something similar, though. What's your next one, though?
Public humiliation if the couple breaks up.
That's definitely a... How do you mean?
Like an episode where they are subjected to, like, tomatoes being thrown at
them. You're going medieval on them.
They need to, like, walk across fire to prove themselves.
Yeah. They, like, relive that episode of Game of Thrones where they walk down and people are just, shame.
Shame. Yeah, shame. Exactly. Exactly.
That would definitely, as toxic as this community no,
it
is,
seems pretty...
they would not survive.
Just something simple like that.
I do agree. I think there should be... Well, I can't say there should be a punishment for it. That's kind of messed up. I think actually the way they do it now, where it's like they don't get to keep the rings or anything.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
It's fair.
I just think maybe, okay, they don't have to do it to the people, but in the show, they show the couples and they say, like, how they broke up and why they broke up.
Interesting. But do you think they would really be obituary? Open? Oh, that's kind of fun. That's kind of fun, actually.
Gary
and Teresa. Engagement died. It's kind of morbid. Due
2023 to 2024.
Yeah. Due to familial and location issues. It's familial word.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's weird. I'm smart.
It's pretty smart.
I said palatable earlier. I don't know if you noticed. I'm smart.
It's pretty palatable. Yeah, just something like that. Because I feel like they never talk about it.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, why are you hiding it?
When you hear about it, it is always through like separate news or media sources, never ABC.
Right.
Like,
but people are also super interested in that as well.
Yeah.
So why not do it?
maybe be, I feel like I have the, I genuinely think I have the answer to that, is that I do think ABC, they this whole keep, franchise, they want to keep the, like, to, like,
the fantasy.
Fantasy of it, exactly. Mm. That, like, you only get to see it working and the, like, magic that's created. We don't give a shit about what happens. If you care about that, that's on you, but that's not what we're about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree. If, like, I feel like people are interested, and if they could convince the couples to, like, talk about it, do an episode where they discuss it, I think that would draw people.
That would be.
But it's also, like, almost some sort of incentive to break up, because you get, like, on TV again.
Mm.
So.
But you don't get the ring.
Yeah, you still lose the ring. You are not paid to do it. I don't know. So it's whatever. One of you is probably going to be framed as, like, a bad guy.
Yeah. One of you is going to get all the heat.
Yeah, that's true. So it's like you got to take that risk. But I agree, because I think there is a lot of interest as far as still after the show, the success and unsuccess of
failure, most likely.
Yeah, couples. All right, my next one. I'm going to do, this is kind of like a small, not important, but I think would actually benefit the show, is in regard to something I kind of said earlier, but a get to know me segment. I initially put full episode, but if an episode's like 2 hours, no, do not do that. But a get to know me segment that's roughly 10 minutes about the, like, lead. I do not know much about Jen, no offense. Like, I know that she's, like, her family issues with her dad and her mom. I know that she's, like, a med student or something. But like, what else?
Yeah. Yeah, what does she do?
It's like, it's just one, I want to.
Where does she work?
I want to feel.
Go to school?
Where does she live? What's her, like, credit card number? What's her phone number?
That would be good. And what she is looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
What her ideal man is.
Yeah, almost. You could literally just go through that bachelor, like, application thing.
Yeah,
read those questions to her and have her answer on, like, camera.
Yeah, just pick the most interesting ones.
Yeah. Give it, like, 5 to 10, ideally 10 minutes, because, like, I want to know who she is. It, just in the sense of, like, I want to be able to root for a little bit more. I want to feel somewhat of a connection to her. And, like,
if I don't know the person.
If I don't know him. Well, it's just, like, it makes it easier to, like, root for him and be, like, to invest.
Connect, yeah.
Invest.
Definitely.
That is one I, like, genuine thing I think they should add to the show. Because even if they were to have chosen Daisy or who's the other one? Maria.
Which we do know more about.
We do know more about, because they were highlighted more. I still would have liked it for them, even.
Again. Mm-hmm. Especially, yeah, the top ones.
But, like, especially now for, like, ones if, like, aside from those two, those were the two clear choices. Like, the only real other possibilities were, like, Jen, Rachel, I guess, because she was, like, the third person eliminated. Mm-hmm. Maybe Lexi, I guess, because she had a pretty big storyline as far as her ability to bear children. She has a very specific timeline that would make for an interesting season. But it's like, we don't know a whole lot about those three. And anyone else, we don't know, like, literally anything about, I don't think. So I feel like.
And we only get, like, the snippets of information. Yeah. Through the dates.
Yeah. I'm not saying we need to know Jen's life story.
Just the interesting parts.
Yeah, but just, like, I want to know, like, about her past relationships, maybe, like, why they didn't work out, what she's looking for now, what she learned from those past relationships, what she wants her life to look like, or what, I mean, just, like, a lot of those things, I feel like, could make it just where, yeah, you can invest in the season and the person a bit more.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
All right.
That would be good.
I'm glad I have your support.
I'll add it to the show.
Thank you. Run that by Jesse real quick. All right. What's your next one?
two Jessies. No, blindfolded first date or meeting, blindfolded meeting.
Okay, you're taking a little bit of the Love is Blind approach to it.
I might have been inspired.
might be a little bit
by that show.
All right. So you're saying just first meeting. What do you mean by that?
I guess it would work better in like my original idea of like the 100, like or speed dating.
Okay.
It's just it would have to be something like a speed date where you're blindfolded and you like just converse with the people, like all the contestants.
Yeah. That would make that one very interesting.
And then you would choose like who you're going to give the roses to before you ever even saw their face, at least for the first time.
I can agree. I think that still could work on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I think it could like if they do something like that.
At least like the first week, I think there could. I do think they would get flagged for being like, why are you just ripping off Love is Blind? But I think there could be because like, it's totally fair to say, I think most leads are going initially at least off physical attraction. Physical. So to kind of take that away would be interesting. At least just,
for the first decision.
Just the first week, literally the first night of like talking, it should be like, I don't even know like how you would do that, but like.
Mm-hmm. It would take some engineering.
Yeah, it would have to be like completely like redo the initial meetings. Like they couldn't do the like limo entrances.
He would just have to be blind.
He's that not allowed to like move. But also like for the rest of the night when they're talking, or are they able to like see him then?
Probably not. No, it would have to.
So he's just, oh my gosh.
You meet him, or maybe it could just be like one on one, quickly. Like you each get like 15 minutes. With him instead of all of them together.
Okay. Interesting.
He decides. And then after he decides, you can see him.
That is a curveball. I kind of do like it.
Just a little curve. Yeah, all but right, that's more of
Love is Blind. Another one. I don't know how you can even enforce this. I don't think you can enforce this. But this is purely inspired mainly from last season. But I want to see less trauma dumping.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree.
I don't know how I don't think you can enforce that, but I kind of just want the excess of which we saw of that in last season. It was insane, to be honest, pretty wild. Because it's no like new thing or even a surprise when people do it on one-on-one dates. I don't think they should do it, at least on the first one. I think you should. There is some, like, I feel like you should kind of wait some, I don't know, a little bit.
Fantasy suite.
Or at least, at the very least, I don't know, to your second date, maybe?
Yeah, that's
again,
fair.
I'm relating it too much, I feel like, to just to normal dating, where it's like, if someone told you all of these things, it would just be like, how do I respond to that? How do you, like... I've been talking to you for like 15 minutes. How do I respond to that?
Yeah, exactly. You can't really do much.
But then they're like, again, the more what I was getting like too is that there was women doing it to Joey, not even on a one-on-one date. It was just like whenever they would get any time with him. And it's like, this is getting almost out of hand. And I feel like, maybe I might get flack for saying this because it's like all of these personal things that these people have gone through. But it's like, I'm not trying to diminish that, but it's just like, you have to realize you're telling it to someone who you barely know at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
the first time, and they're hearing it not just from you, but from like so many of the other contestants as well.
Yeah. They do probably feel like a therapist, and some of you may not be aware, but there's a good chance they're not interested in you, and like it's like they don't realistically need to know these things about you, unfortunately. But even for the ones that they are interested in, I do think it's still like, I don't know, the benefit of like waiting would just be like just having more security and knowing that like, okay, there is something here. It is worth sharing this at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again,
I mean, if it does have an impact, like, what was it Lexi?
Are you talking about from Joey's season?
Yeah, from Joe. I mean, with the kids and stuff like that.
That makes sense. Yes, I agree with that. But some of them where it's just like,
you know, your childhood traumas,
your
family situation, who you know, connect with.
Yeah, I don't. At least we're not trying to diminish
not
that.
Ever, just yeah. like not immediately, but not yeah. in the first, you know,
like, yeah, I think there's a benefit to waiting, to doing that just from like, again, if you get a second date, it's fair to say there with some like there's some confidence you can have in your relationship with that person, at least especially in this show, mm-hmm. because obviously a single one-on-one date does mean a lot. Right, more so than in regular dating.
Yeah.
But a second date, that's like, oh, shit, they might want to meet my family.
They might like me.
Yeah, they might actually really like me. So, yeah, it's fair to, like, get in that mindset and then be like, okay, there is some important details about me or my past that have an impact on how I or who I am today.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
That's good. I like that.
All right. What do you got?
More trauma dumping. If I don't hear everyone's trauma immediately. this one's pretty wild.
Okay.
If they are chosen, they can instead not get married and just get a lot of money.
Ooh. That's also like another type of show, isn't there? Though, where like, isn't there like a reality dating show where it's like,
oh, is there?
I think it's like the F Boy Island one is like the there's a bunch of fuck boys or fuck whoever that are like there to date the leads. I think right. there's a couple of them, and then there's some legitimate people there to also date, and if they end up choosing one
for the money.
For like who's like a fuck boy, they can be like, nah, I wasn't interested. I was playing you. I just want the money.
Oh, I didn't know there was another show.
I think so. I may also be getting the rules wrong, but I think there is a show like that. So,
all right, do that show.
Yeah,
do that show.
I think yeah, that would be very off brand for the band.
Yeah, I was thinking it's definitely not keeping in with the fantasy.
Yeah, there's no way they would. That's very funny, though.
It would be a pretty classic situation if that ever happened.
Yeah, I actually do like that because it makes me interested to watch that show now. Because
I have to check that out now.
There is some appeal to just like, yeah, like I would be terrified to go on that show as like one of the leads because it's like, oh, fuck, dude. Fuck that. I already struggle with that enough in real life.
I don't need this, like, obstacle.
Yeah.
Okay. To think about.
It's like, is this person really interested in me or are they playing me? I like that, though. That is fun. Let's see. Should I do... Okay. This is an interesting one. Actually, first I'll do a more relevant one. More specifically, this is specific to Jen's season. I want to see more Asian dudes on there.
Yeah.
I want to see more Asians.
Because
when we were looking at the photos, I haven't looked at them again since, and I don't know if they've released the official list of the guys who have specifically... Because remember the one we were looking at was a potential list? Mm-hmm.
So it could change.
There was like... I don't even remember. Was there any Asian dudes on it?
There's like two.
Okay.
Maybe.
I just want to see it because the whole thing they tried to market for Jen was that like this is like the first Asian lead of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like Asian this is very good for Asian representation.
Our one. That's all we need.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not going to assume that Jen is only interested in Asian guys.
Yeah, but you should still have the option.
But like... It is still, like, the show is doing better with diversity. I still think there's always room for improvement. Mm-hmm. I have another one I think that is a very big change. I'll get to that one next, I guess. But I just, I don't know. Because I don't know if Jen has any say in... She probably, there's no way she does have any say in the likes, because she's meeting him for the first time. But it's like, I don't know. Maybe more than one Asian dude, or however many it was, too.
Right. I mean, it would be cool if they get to say, like, what they would like the split.
Yeah.
They're like, make it, like, half Asian, half...
Everything else?
Or just say their preference. I mean, they don't have to have, like, the exact number. Just say what they would like to see.
Yeah.
Because it is for them. Because what if they...
Yeah, I guess maybe that's a better way to put it.
Yeah, really into other Asian guys. And there's just the two that they picked were not... into them.
I guess, sure, I'll put just in general a better Asian representation on the show. Just more Asian people.
Yeah, just, yeah, all.
But then, yeah, I'm going to specify it more to what you said now, where it's, I guess it's kind of a separate thing, but yeah, the lead should have a little bit of like a say, and not specifically who gets on the show, but like, but
maybe general outline guidelines.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be kind of cool. That would be interesting, because I think that would help, or it would ruin it. If it's like, oh, yeah, this is the first season where, like, we let the lead choose their preferences, and they have some Wonder Bread white dude, and guess what? All of the women are blonde white women. It's like, oh, basically every other season of The Bachelor.
Wow. It's all the same.
Basically, like, yeah, every season from, like, early Bachelor days. Yeah, I agree, though. I think that would be interesting to see, like... to give them that option, though.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
All right. What do you got next? I got three left. How many you got?
Two.
Okay, perfect. All right, what's your next one?
Equal number.
How do you mean? Okay. Number. What does that mean?
Equal number. I don't know. What does that mean?
Probably like 2 or 4 or 6, 8, even 0.
Maybe combine paradise where it's like both men and women and like roughly equal number, give or take.
So then throughout the entire thing, or like, are you saying they put everyone there from the start?
We'll have, I don't know how it would exactly work.
Because but otherwise, maybe, like, people would never get eliminated, though, is the thing.
Right. Well, no, it would be both.
Equal number.
It's equal number. It's always equal.
If you don't know what
Well, you would have to eliminate, like, both a guy and a girl.
Whoa.
So it's...
Could you, like, a couple? Or so, you're just saying...
Well, if they're not a couple. Kind of like in Paradise.
And are you saying, would this be for Paradise specifically? Or would this be for...
No, this would... But it would be in, like, in the style of The Bachelor. Where they would do, like, one-on-one dates, group dates...
Interesting. So this is, again, like a new idea for a show, potentially.
Yeah, this is my new show.
And the name is called Equal Number.
Equal Number. Well,
I'm still struggling.
It could be that, or just multiple bachelors or bachelorettes. Well, I know they did that once with two, but just like maybe like three or four.
Just really put it up there. I think that 2-1 did not. People had a lot of complaints about it.
It needs more than, right? Make it 4.
Make it 4. I agree. I would be curious to see how wild can they get. And are you saying then would the contestants, would they have the option though to like date all of them or like all of the leads?
Yeah, well, they would choose.
So that is similar-esque to...
Mm-hmm.
I think it would suck, though, dude. What if like everyone like chose like one or two people, and then like the other two are like,
"Exactly,
all right, I'll go home."
So like real life, then.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think it would make love triangles and those kind of like, you know, difficult situations would be interesting, where you know you don't get any of that, really.
Yeah, no, not in The Bachelor.
In The Bachelorette,
where everyone's fighting for one person. Yeah,
but I think it would be interesting if the contestants could then choose as well. Like, you could be into this girl, but she's into this guy, and that guy is into this girl.
I do like this, because it was the one thing I was very interested with about the season with two Bachelorettes they did however long it was ago. Because I felt like this does give some level of like control to the contestants as well, because otherwise it's always just the lead is mm-hmm. like has the authority for everything. And I do agree like that this it is a more like realistic type dating thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, would you want? So if we're saying The Bachelor, what do you want, four bachelors and then like 100 or whatever, like women or 50 women? Or would you want like, I don't even want to spoil. Okay, yeah. Is that how you would want to do it?
Probably, yeah.
That can cause some chaos.
That would be a little chaosy.
And I did enjoy that season with the two Bachelorettes. I don't know if it was like one of the favorites, but I did like that aspect, but they ended up making it a couple weeks into where it's like, no, everyone just has to choose right now, and that's who you're dating, and they just treat it as like a regular season where from this bachelorette's group, she'll have the authority to like eliminate you or keep you, whatever. Yeah. And that like everyone
you
else,
never like they never actually got to really meet both of them, so
they
just
did, but it was like eventually people would be like flip-flopping.
Yeah, what if they want to flip?
And like apparently they didn't like that, or the Bachelorettes didn't like that. It was costing them too much stress, and so they were like, "All right, yeah, no, you guys just got to choose one." I guess, yeah. If they were to just be like, "No, this is how the season's gonna go," they are allowed to choose. Yeah, that would be like interesting to keep that. But I agree, it would have to be more than two though, because you gotta mix things up.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting. It would be very, very chaotic.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
All right.
Yours is no bachelor?
Yeah, zero bachelor. Everyone just dates each other. No, okay. I'll do my last meme one. I don't even know what my thought process was behind this one. I just thought it was funny. But this one is specific to Bachelor in Paradise. But if you get asked on a date, you can't say no. You have to go on it, no matter what.
That would be good. That would be good.
Even if you're in,
you can't be like, "Let me ask someone."
Yeah, no.
Like, no, you.
It's the last week. Someone comes on, talks to like the guy or girl in the strongest coupling, and it's like, "Hey, you want to go on a date?" They have to say
yeah.
I don't necessarily know if at that point it would really cause much of a difference, because you'd be like, "Sure, I'll go with you."
Right.
You're going to try to kiss me. I'm going to deny you. I'm going to like, mm-hmm. It was something you really have to switch things up. Yeah.
And the fact that they can deny it is like, okay.
Yeah.
I guess we don't get any TV this week.
Yeah. But so like, yeah, if you can't say no to a date, it's kind of just like, it's kind of a little bit fucked up, because like even the people on Paradise who are like more interested in exploring, you know, multiple options, there's still going to be people who are like, yeah, I don't really care about that option though. And it's like, it doesn't matter. You have
too
to
bad.
On a date.
Too bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it... In some cases, it could be really interesting, because it's like, yeah, it could be like a couple weeks in and this person is in a relationship or coupled up with this person, but maybe it's not super secure and
Could make people jealous.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, it's again, like that happens in the show already.
Oh, yeah. But it would just like, make it even more.
I think the funnier option will just be like people who don't want to go on a date with someone are going to have to.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fucked thing. It's almost like a punishment, yeah, but that's why it's kind of a meme one. I don't really know what it would do. I think it's just a funny, stupid thing. All right. What's your last one? Or do you, okay. Yeah, I still have two others left. So do you have one more or do you have two? Cause I'll just go again. If you,
yeah, I have two.
Okay. Then yeah, do one more. Cause then I got two as well.
What
do
you got? AI matchmaking.
What? What?
No, I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking on that one.
AI what?
AI bachelor. The bachelor is artificially intelligent.
That?
It's a synthetic bachelor.
And people are competing.
Well, you wouldn't be competing for it. You would just try to win the AI.
Ooh. So it's almost like a game show.
Yeah,
type.
It's more of a game
That's
show.
That's interesting. I actually kind of like that. That's
a fake dating game show.
Is AI that advanced yet where it is feeling and is sentient now and has feelings and emotions and you can win the heart of AI?
Probably. Or you could do it like it polls people. Like you get people to like say what they would do or what they like in a situation and it takes the most popular.
Interesting.
So it's like
Family Feud ass. Family Feud mixed with The Bachelor.
Mixed with AI.
That's kind of cool. I was going to almost say as soon as you said AI Bachelor at first, this is something I thought of literally when you just said that. I was like an online dating type one where the people you're talking to, you don't know if they're real or AI.
That would be pretty good.
And you like match and your final pick is like fucking AI.
That would be really good.
No.
She was perfect.
She was perfect for me. That would be funny too.
That would be good.
All right. I guess I'll go with this one next. This is again relating to what I was talking about earlier. With diversity, I would like a gay or bisexual bachelorette.
That was my last one.
Really?
Yeah, I said bi bachelor.
Okay. See, I think bisexual would be slightly more difficult because the contestants, if they're also bi, like assuming you have like a bisexual bachelor, bachelorette, you
the
would
contestants
have
the, would just, I mean, let's say you're a bi guy, right? You would have straight or by women and then gay or by guys. So you could just have gay guys and straight
they could women. Not be housed together. They could not be housed together.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, no, that is true. That is true, actually.
I think that would be amazing. I still think they should do it and house them together would be incredibly interesting. That would be one of the most interesting seasons of Bachelor, Bachelorette ever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, don't keep it to only gay. No, no. Yeah. And like, sure, gay guys, sure, straight guys, sure, bisexual guys. Same thing for women.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have like a male or female lead, great. We'll see like how that plays out. If it plays out smoothly, I think it'll still be extremely interesting to see like how they go about choosing, because I think that they would be choosing differently based on like guy or girl.
Right.
But then if you get messy, it's like you got contestants interested in each other.
Right. Yeah.
That would be fun too.
That would be interesting.
But that would obviously be too chaotic. I think a safe route would probably just be like a gay bachelor or bachelorette.
Yeah, it would make the most sense if they could do the same thing.
And it would probably, yeah, be safer to. Curious. That is
maybe
true.
Not.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I was going to say the same, but it's like, hold on a second. Wait a second. Wait, no, it wouldn't be.
Yeah, no, actually, yeah, it wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, gay or bisexual, make it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, like, that would be interesting I think they probably have taken it into consideration and like considered that show, but they've also probably taken into consideration
or like no
everything we just pointed out. And we're like,
yeah,
this would be,
it would just turn into like paradise pretty much.
It probably would.
But that would still be interesting.
I would totally watch that. Oh man, I hope they this is actually one that kind of was one of near the top. If I were to rank it, this would be near the top for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should do it. I think it would do extremely well. I don't know how successful the relationship would be.
Any of those, but it would be entertaining. Yeah. It would be pretty wild.
Yeah, I would love it. All right, what's your last one? Oh, wait, you just said it.
Yeah, well, I do have one more, but I don't really... It's just kind of a...
Equal number.
It's like half cooked. Equal.
AI number. Equal...
All AI, a voting jury.
No fucking way. That was my last one. Right. My last one is a voting system to determine contestants on Bachelor in Paradise and also a voting system for potential bachelor or bachelorette.
Mm.
Is that similar to what you were?
No.
Okay. What is yours first?
Well, that would actually be good, but I was thinking... A jury made up of the people who got voted out, or not voted out, who didn't get a rose.
Okay. How would they like vote? Like, what would they be voting for?
Yeah, that who went. They decide. Yeah, that's where I didn't have the full idea.
You just want to keep them around.
I just want to keep them. No, I think it would be funny though if they did have. Well, I was taking it from Survivor, where they do that. The people who didn't win, they all, you know, still stay on a jury, and they get to vote for who wins. But obviously, you can do that for The Bachelor.
Yeah, the lead is the judge, and they're just always going to be like, overruled. Your decision is overruled. I'm not going you to pick this to person. No, you are not allowed to come back on. No, I will not give this person immunity.
You're not allowed.
That would be funny.
If they could have some type of influence over maybe the dates or the people who go on the dates or who who you have to get married to.
I think, yeah. I mean, that would be funny. Again, there's no way they would like anyone would agree to be the like with the lead on the show anymore. They're like, I have no control over who I get to date.
You get no control.
That is funny, though.
Yeah, I didn't have an exact idea.
Mine specifically is for the viewers. And obviously, they wouldn't fully be able to give, like, full control to the audience to the like for this because I think there's so many other negotiation-type things that have, like, ruled potential bachelor, bachelorettes out. Because it seemed like everyone wanted Maria to be the bachelorette. Or Daisy, and what for whatever reason, they didn't. I'm assuming probably
overrule.
Yeah,
you have to.
I'm assuming there was probably it was negotiation type things. Like, there's no way they didn't ask Maria if she wanted to be the bachelor or Daisy. But there was probably some things. So it should be like the viewers just create like a poll or like a. Voting list, or literally they just go from the contestant list and they click it,
right? That would
and
be
they
good.
Go starting from the top, whoever has the most votes, that's who they go to first.
Yeah, that would be good.
And I think it would be easier for like Paradise because it's like, who do you want to see there? But I think I actually kind of like Paradise now because there's plenty of people on there who I think do well in Paradise who are, I also feel like who the fuck were they?
Yeah, on no this? One would know like, or vote for.
It's really unfortunate because this past season was not great. There's not very good examples, but like, I mean, I guess you could take like John Henry, who was like got eliminated the second week of charity season, and he was like one who got like married or not, but engaged in the end, and he was like a big player.
Yeah, and they're
not
still
that
doing
he was.
Good.
All of that interesting.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's not like...
He did do well.
But yeah, like, no one... I don't feel like many people would have
would have potentially picked up, right.
chosen him. People arguably might not choose people who, despite the dislike for them, make for interesting TV. Brayden mm-hmm. might not have gotten chosen to be on Paradise.
Right.
Like, who else? Would... Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
I think there's people who, like, do you think if it was up to voters, like the audience, viewers, would they let Sydney go on Paradise?
I don't know.
I want to see her on there.
But it would be fun. Yeah.
I want to see her on there, but, like, she got so much hate, and she was annoying. And I want to see it again.
That's why I want
to
see it.
I need to see it again.
That's why I need it.
I mean, because you either want to see potential redemption, like, okay, this person maybe is capable of being normal, even potentially likable. Maybe they had a bad showing. Mm-hmm. Or it's like you want to see him go crazy again, and maybe some sense of justice is served where it's like, nobody wants to go on a date with him, which is kind of sad. But
yeah, that would be good. I do like that.
I think giving the audience some level of control and authority, I think that's where I kind of
I want the control.
Last. Yeah, I think that's fun. And again, it would be hard to do it because, it seems like they already do, I feel like, take the audience's opinions into consideration anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, to some extent, but I want control.
Yeah, I want control.
Give me control.
But yeah, like if you choose, if like the number one pick is whoever, and they're like, yeah, I'll do it if you pay me like $1 million, and it's like, okay, well, no, I'm sorry, we're not gonna do that. Guess we got to go on. You don't get your number one pick. It would be kind of funny if, like, they did it and they explained why the top one mm-hmm. or two or three people didn't get chosen.
Yeah, I want to know.
That would be fair.
Tell me.
It'd be like, yeah, no, they were asking for too much money. I almost think it wouldn't be horrible to, like, to have public knowledge of, like, because the leads make money to be the bachelor and bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
The contestants don't. I think you actually get paid to go on Paradise, mm-hmm. like everyone does.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Which I think is interesting.
That is good.
I don't know how much, probably not as much as being like the bachelor or bachelorette.
Like a million or so.
Yeah. Like, I don't even think the bachelor, like.
Yeah, makes that much.
I'm gets really
paid
curious.
Minimum wage.
It's, yeah, 15, 15, 15 bucks an hour for, what is it? I don't know. No, who knows? It changes every year.
It goes down.
But like, yeah, giving some sense of like authority to the audience, I think would be cool. And then like saying like, yeah, they asked for too much money, we couldn't do it to them, and see what happens. And I also think people might pick weird choices too. It'd be like,
mm-hmm. throw it off.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah, and be like, oh,
make it interesting.
Daisy is such a nice pick, but people, people cared more about Maria for a while. And I feel like Daisy would have been a more standard bachelorette pick, and the people were pushing for Maria. And I do think she probably did get asked, but.
Yeah, I imagine, definitely.
But for whatever reason, it didn't work out.
Too Canadian, I understand it. Too French.
That is my list. Do you have anything else? Any honorable mentions or anything?
No.
Yeah, that's all I got.
I was scraping the bottom on that one.
Yeah.
AI. No, that's
equal
all I
got. Number. This was fun. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah.
If we were to make shows, they would probably do horrible.
And that's why they should give us money
to do
so.
That's why they should pay us $1 million. That is our asking price.
Just a simple one-time payment.
ABC, if you ever need help, we got you. If you ever need advice, special advisors, we got you. We'll do it for a low.
Moderate fee.
Low fee of $1 million. What was it? A small loan of $1 million.
That's all we need.
All we need. Got you. I really enjoyed this. We'll have to.
I did too.
Maybe if we see some changes, we'll know who to credit. Yeah.
I mean, you can just put us in the credits right now.
It's fine. Okay. All right. Anything else, though? This has been Jamie.
This is Vic.
This has been Lyco, literally.
Where can people find us?
Where can they find us?
Where can they? Spotify, I think.
Apple Podcasts?
Google
Podcasts? Podbean?
Pandora?
iHeart Podbean? Podcasts?
YouTube.
Lyco, literally. One word. People know. They should know now. But they probably don't.
They don't.
They don't.
We need to tell them.
Lyco, literally, one word on YouTube, no spaces, three words everywhere else.
It's just that easy.
Oh, it's easy. Maybe leave some comments or likes, subscriptions, reviews.
Literally, any of those.
Us,
donations.
If you have a wish list or any things you would like to add to
this podcast.
Yeah, for the podcast. Or The Bachelor.
Or The Bachelor. Either or.
Either or. We'd love to hear them. That's it. Oh, that's it.
And you know what we do when that's it?
Probably like... equal number.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Number.